بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد continue studying the pillars of our iman and that was Sheikh Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab he has mentioned رحمه الله تعالى in the second fundamental principle mentioning the stages of al-Islam and the second stage al-Martabatu Thaniya al-Iman and then it is 70 some odd branches وهو بضع وسبعون شعبة أعلاها قول لا إله إلا الله and the highest of that is the statement لا إله إلا الله وأدناها إماتة أطول أذى عن الطريق and the lowest of those branches is to remove some harm from the path والحياء شُعْبَةٌ مِنَ الْإِيمَانِ and likewise bashfulness and shyness, chastity. It is a branch of faith. And he mentioned وَأَرْكَانُهُ سِتَّةٌ and this is where we have been studying and where we have left off. And its pillars, and the pillars of al-Iman, they are six and تُؤْمِنَ بِاللَّهِ and we have studied that which is related to the first pillar and the belief in Allah. The first pillar, and we have seen that it has itself the first pillar, it has three pillars. نعم الإيمان بوحدانية الله عز وجل في ربوبيته والإيمان بوحدانية الله عز وجل في أسمائه الحسنى وصفاته العليا والإيمان بوحدانية الله عز وجل في ألوهيته وفي عبوديته تبارك وتعالى To believe in the oneness, to believe in Allah, the first pillar, it has three pillars itself. To believe in the oneness of Allah and His Lordship. And also the oneness of Allah in His names and attributes, and in the oneness of Allah Azza wa Jalla and His right to be worshipped alone, and His divinity, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And then likewise in our previous class, we have seen that which is related to the second pillar, الرُّكْنُ الثَّانِي مِنْ أَرْكَانِ الْإِيمَانِ الْإِيمَانُ بِالْمَلَائِكَةِ بِمَلَائِكَةِ اللَّهِ To believe in the angels of Allah. And we have seen that we believe in them in general, that which has come generally. And we believe in the angels specifically, and that which has become that which has been mentioned specifically. And we have seen that which is related to the belief in the angels, from believing in the names of the angels, and likewise in their numbers and in their descriptions, as well as in the occupations or the affairs that they have been entrusted to perform by the command of Allah Azza wa Jal. And we believe in all of that in general, and that which is mentioned generally, and specifically in that which is mentioned specifically. And this evening, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, we begin with the second and the, the third and the fourth pillar. الرُّكْنُ الثَّالِثْ وَالرَّابِعْ مِنْ أَرْكَانِ الْإِيمَانِ The third and the fourth pillar from the pillars of al-Iman. And the third one is al-Imanu bil-Kutub, to believe. And have sincere faith in the books that have been revealed. And the fourth one, al-imanu bil-rusul. So, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, we will take these two pillars and discuss them in brief with a little bit of detail, but brief discussion and summarization. The correct creed and belief with regards to the books that have been revealed. So, this is the third pillar from the pillars of al-iman. Al-imanu bil-kutub. So we believe that they are كُتُبٌ وَنَزَّلَةٌ عَلَى الرُّسُلِ مِنْ عِدِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلِ That it's a Muslim, he believes that these books, they are revealed and they're revelation that have descended upon the messengers and they're from Allah. And likewise, similarly, like the belief in the angels, we believe in the books as well. In general, that which is mentioned generally, and specifically in that which has been mentioned specifically. إِجْمَالٍ فِي مَا أُجْمِلْ وَتَفْصِيلًا فِي مَا فُصِّلْ So we believe in that which we know from the books and that which we do not know from the books. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has commanded His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to say, وَقُلْ آمَنْتُ بِمَا أُنزِلَ مِنْ كِتَابٍ And say, I have believed in that which has been revealed from the books. And from the books. So it's incumbent for every believer to believe in all of the books that have been revealed. To believe in all of the books that have been revealed to all of the previous messengers. And Allah, He says, وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا رُسُلَنَا بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ وَأَنزَلْنَا مَعَهُمُ الْكِتَابِ That verily we have sent our messengers with clarification, and then we have revealed along with them the books. We have revealed along with them also the books, any of the messengers that came with the books, revelation from Allah Azza wa Jal. So this revelation and these books that is intended from believing in this pillar, al-rukn al-thalith min arkan al-iman, al-iman bil-kutub, annaha munazzala min indillahi Azza wa Jal, anzalaha tabaraka wa ta'ala ala rusulihi, li hidayat al-bashar, li hidayat al-khalq. That these books, they were revealed from Allah Azza wa Jal to His messengers in order to guide, with the purpose of guidance for the creation. And we believe in them, and that all of them are from Allah, and that they are revelation from Allah, and that they descended from Allah Azza wa Jal, and that all of these books, they are from His speech, من كلامه سبحانه وتعالى تكلم بها تبارك وتعالى, and it is all revelation from Him. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. These books, they contain guidance, and these books and the revelations, all of them, they contain the clarification of the truth and guiding mankind to that which is good and upright in this life and in the hereafter. And likewise, these books, all of them, they consist of warning from evil and prohibiting that which is foul and indecent and the lies like this. And all of them, they are in accordance and they agree in these issues. And they all call to the Tawheed of Allah Azza wa Jal. And all of these books are from Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Likewise, from the belief in the books and the belief in the revelations that has been revealed, the different books, their revelation, and to believe in these books that have been revealed is to believe that the one who believes in these books and follows them, then he is successful. And the one who believes in these books and follows the book that was revealed to in his time, then he is from the believers of that time. And the one who follows that book truthfully and follows that book correctly, then he will be led to the paradise and to the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and he have guidance in this life and in the hereafter. And whoever opposes those books or disbelieves in them or does not follow them or acts in contradiction to what there is found therein from guidance, then they will be losers and they will be failures. And the means of guidance is in following the revelation. The means for guidance and the means for success and happiness in this life and in the hereafter is in following the revelation and following that which is revealed from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His books. Likewise, we believe that all of these books, they consist of the at-tawheed, and they all call to at-tawheed and the worship of Allah alone and the clarification of that, and that al-kutub yusaddiqu ba'duha ba'dha, that these books, they all testify to the truthfulness of one another, and they're not conflicting or contradictory. They're all from Allah Azza wa Jal. So you will find the truth being supported and aided from book to book, and one book would be revealed, and then the next book would be revealed likewise, supporting that which is in the first book until the final revelation of the Quran. مُصَدِّقًا لِمَا بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ وَمُهَيْمِنًا عَلَيْهِ. Speaking about the Quran specifically, that it clarified the truthfulness of that which was before from the revelations. And likewise, it is a judge above the revelations that have preceded. So we see that based upon that, we have to understand that these books, they all agree upon this issue. And they're all in harmony with regards to calling to at-tawheed. And they're all from Allah Azza wa Jal. But there are some differences that could be found in one revelation to the next. And this is with regards to al-ahkam. Al-amaliyya min al-halali wal-haram. This is with regards to the rulings and the regulations from the actions, and with regards to the halal and the haram. And that Allah Azza wa Jal, He had revealed in His revelations, and He had prohibited certain affairs and certain types of food for certain nations, and He had allowed them for others. And He had allowed also certain actions for certain nations and prohibited them from others. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the legislation was like this. Allah, He mentioned about this. And so the legislations, they differed from book to book until the legislation was complete with the revelation of the Quran, but as for the foundation and the fundamentals and the usul of those books, which is the Aqidah and the Creed and the Iman, then these affairs, they never changed. These affairs, they never change whatsoever. The affairs of creed and belief, they're always the same. And likewise, with regards to this affair, it's incumbent to believe that the Quran is the seal of all of revelations. It's the seal of all of the revelation. And that means that a believer, he has a specific belief with regards to the Quran. In general, all of the books, the revelation from Allah. And we believe in all of the books that have been revealed, and those that we know by name specifically, and those that we do not know by name. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He chooses messengers whom He wills from the angels, and likewise from mankind, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He reveals that which He wills from revelation upon whom He wills from His creation, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we believe in all of them. We believe in all of them, in general, that which has been revealed, and specifically that which has been mentioned. And that which has been mentioned is Suhuf Ibrahim. And likewise, the Torah that has been revealed to Musa. And likewise, Zabur, which was revealed to Dawood, alayhimu salatu wassalam. And likewise, Al-Injil, that had been revealed to Isa ibn Maryam, alayhi salatu wassalam. And then the final revelation, the Qur'an. Well, these are the ones that have been mentioned to us in the Quran, and their names have been mentioned, and we believe in them specifically. As for that which has not been mentioned, if Allah He willed to, and He has revealed to His messengers previous books, then we believe in all of them in general. Those that we know their names, and those that we do not know the names of, in this manner like this. But with regards to the Quran, there is a specific belief. There is a specific creed and belief with regards to the Quran, and that is that the Quran wa muhaiminan alayh. It is a judge, and it has abrogated all of the books that have preceded. It is a judge over all of the previous revelation, and it has abrogated all of the previous books. So therefore, it's not allowed, permissible, nor will it be accepted for anyone after the coming of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam to apply and to work by way of and to live by another book other than the Quran. If a person, he said now that he believed in Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, which the believers and the Muslims, they believe in Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and this is the next pillar, and they want to follow the Torah, it will never be accepted from him. It will never be accepted from him. It's even been mentioned in the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that Umar, he had found some parchments or some of the pages of the Torah, and he was reading them, and he found them to be in accordance with that which was revealed in the Quran. And some of the truth in those books remains. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whenever Umar, he showed him that he's reading from these pages from the Torah, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam became angry, and he said, "Are you seeking guidance from other than the Quran?" He said that he swore by Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that if Musa was alive today, he would have no choice except to follow me. نعم ولو كان مسحياً لا يسعه إلا اتباعي. Sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said that if Musa was alive today, he would not have any choice except to follow me. Meaning that book and that revelation that was revealed to Musa has been abrogated, and it's not allowed to follow that. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he was not pleased with that. Even though what he was showing him, radiallahu anhu, what Umar was showing the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, was in accordance with the truth, and he was correct. But we don't see guidance from there. That has been abrogated, and we're suffice with the Quran. So likewise, Annie, we back up for a moment, that which we believe in general from those, because we have the specific belief in the Quran, and the general belief in all of the rest of the books, and also the specific belief in those books that we know the names of. But likewise, what we believe with regards to these books is that all of the previous books that have been, they have been changed. They have been changed. And this was according to the wisdom of Allah Azza wa Jal. And the Quran is the final revelation, and it is unchanged. And it is the only revelation that will remain. وَإِنَّا نَحْنُ نَزَّلْنَا الذِّكْرَ وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ إِنَّا نَحْنُ نَزَّلْنَا الذِّكْرَ وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the one who is preserving the Quran. And He allowed the previous revelations to be changed by the hands of the followers. And the Torah is not in its form that it was revealed in today, and neither is the Injil and the Old Testament or the Gospel, what they call in English. These are not in the form that they were revealed in. They're not in the form that they were revealed in. They have been taken from. The truth has been taken from it and hidden. And likewise, falsehood has been added to it. And these books have been mixed up with truth and with falsehood. So therefore, even today, we see that if one were to look into these books, he will find some truth. And there is some truth remaining there. But it's mixed with falsehood. But even the truth that is there, we are sufficed with the Qur'an. And the Qur'an, وَمُهَيْمِنًا عَلَيْهِ, it is a judge and a rule. A ruler over the rest of the books. And what is incumbent upon all mankind is to believe in all of these books and to follow the Qur'an. And to seek guidance from the Qur'an. In the hand of Qur'an yahdi lillati hiya aqwam, that this Qur'an, it guides to that which is upright and that which is just and good. And it guides to a straight path. And to follow other than the Qur'an is misguidance. And to claim to follow the other revelations from Allah Azza wa Jalla, this is misguidance, especially after it's been affirmed, even by the followers today. And if we look in detail into the statements of the Christians and what they will say about their books, they know that it's been changed. They know that their books have been changed. And they got this version, the King James Version, and the King James Version, this one, and the 23rd, and all these different numbers. And they have this other version, and they have versions, and they have books that are missing, the book of Barnabas, and they have much errors and mistakes and fault in the books that they claim to follow. And they know that. And contradictions therein. And they know that. But a believer, he believes that at one time that book was a revelation from Allah Azza wa Jalla, but it's changed. It's been changed by the wisdom of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and He allowed that Tabarak wa Ta'ala as a test for mankind. As a test for mankind, and the guidance is in following the Qur'an. And to apply something found in the other books and to leave off the Qur'an is complete misguidance, and that will never be accepted from Him. And all of those books, they have been abrogated. And it's incumbent upon all mankind, after the coming of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to follow the Qur'an. To follow the Qur'an and to follow the Sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not allowed to follow another book from the books that have been revealed previously. So therefore, it's not permissible to seek guidance from the Torah or from the Old Testament. It's not permissible to seek guidance from the Injil or from the Gospel, from the New Testament. It's not permissible to seek guidance from any other book that claims to be from the revelation that is ascribed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His revelation, because all of that is, if it was originally revealed by Allah Azza wa Jal, now, today, it is changed. It is changed, and there's deviation found therein, and it is distorted, and it is not correct in entirety. And what is remains today is not the revelation of Allah Azza wa Jal. As for the Qur'an, then the Qur'an, it remains in its pure form, the way that it was revealed, and it's the revelation of Allah Azza wa Jalla, just as it was revealed to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and has been recited and memorized generation after generation after generation until our generation today, and this will occur, and this will continue by the will of Allah Azza wa Jalla until close to the end of the hour, and close to the hour and the end of this life, whenever the resurrection will begin. So whoever follows the Qur'an, he will have guidance. إِنَّ هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ يَهْدِي لِلَّتِي هِيَ أَقْوَمُ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentions, فَمَنِ اتَّبَعَ هُدَايَ فَلَا يَضِلُّ وَلَا يَشْقَى. That whoever follows my guidance, then he will not go astray, nor will he be miserable. So the one who follows the guidance of Allah, meaning the Qur'an, and also the understanding of that from the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then he will not go astray in this life, nor will he be miserable in hereafter. So this is the means for success. This is the means for success, and there's no other way for guidance or to find the mercy and the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla except by following His books. And the last of them and the seal of them is the noble Quran. This is the general belief and summarized with regards to al-ruknu al-thalith, al-imanu bi al-kutub, bil-kutub. As for al-ruknu al-rabi', then it is al-imanu bil-rusul, and this is to believe in the messengers, and to believe in the messengers of Allah Azza wa Jal. Likewise, similar to that which has preceded, al-imanu bil-rusul, ijmalan fima ujmil wa tafsilan fima fussil. We believe in the messengers in general, and that which has been mentioned generally, and we believe in them specifically, and that which has been mentioned specifically. So in general, we believe that al-Rusul is Safwat al-Bashar. Naam, that they are the best of all creation, the messengers, and they are the best of all mankind. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentions Allah yastafi min al-mala'ikati rusulan wa min al-nas. That Allah, He chooses and selects from the angels, messengers, and likewise from mankind. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَرَبُّكَ يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ وَيَخْتَارُ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He creates whatever He wills, and He chooses and selects from His creation as He wills. Tabaraka wa ta'ala. So He has created mankind, and He has selected from them the best of them, and He has given them revelation. He has revealed to them the revelation, and they are His prophets and messengers. And likewise, with regards to believing in the messengers, we believe that there are many of them, and the number of them Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He knows. The number of them, and we believe that there are many of them, and that there was no nation except that a messenger had come to them previously. And we believe in the ones that are mentioned by name specifically, and we believe in the ones that have not been mentioned by name, and we believe in them in general. And Allah, He says, وَلَقَدْ بَعَثْنَا فِي كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ رَسُولًا. And verily we have sent to every nation, a messenger. أَنْ يَعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ وَاجْتَنِبُوا الطَّاغُوتِ. To believe in Allah and to stay away from that which is worship besides Allah, and the false gods worship besides Allah, الطاغوت. So the point is that we believe in all of these messengers that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has revealed revelation to and given them prophethood and messengership. لَا نُفَرِّقُ بَيْنَ أَحَدٍ مِنْ رُسُلِ. And we do not distinguish or separate between any of one of His messengers. All of the messengers of Allah Azza wa Jalla, we believe in all of them. We believe in all of them. And this was a great error and mistake that the previous nations have fallen into. And they would believe in one messenger and disbelieve in another. And in reality, by disbelieving in one of them, they have disbelieved in all of them. Naam? And Allah, He says, وَكَذَّبَتْ قَوْمُ نُوحٍ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. كَذَّبَتْ قَوْمُ نُوحٍ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. And it's known that Nuh alayhi salam, he's the first messenger. But Allah, He says that the people of Nuh have disbelieved in the messengers. And in the plural form. And Nuh is the first messenger. How could they have disbelieved in all of the messengers? Whenever none of the messengers have come except for Nuh alayhi salam. وَكَذَّبَتْ قَوْمُ نُوحٍ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. This is because disbelieving in one of the messengers is disbelieving in all of them. So the Jews, they disbelieved in Isa, alayhi salatu wasalam, and they disbelieved in Allah by doing that. And they actually disbelieved in Musa by disbelieving in Isa whenever he came. And likewise, the Christians, they disbelieved in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam. They believed in Isa, but they disbelieved. Or they believed in Musa and Isa, but they disbelieved in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam. And so in reality, they disbelieved in the rest of the messengers and the prophets. And it's not permissible to believe in some and to disbelieve in others. And rather, this is something that is incumbent for a believer to believe in all of the messengers of Allah Azza wa Jal. To believe in all of the messengers of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah, He mentions about the issue of believing in the messengers and disbelieving them in the Quran. In the last of Surah An-Nisa. And Allah, He says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَكْفَرُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَرُسُولِهِ وَيُرِيدُونَ أَن يُفَرِّقُوا بَيْنَ اللَّهِ وَرُسُولِهِ وَيَقُولُونَ نُؤْمِنُ بِبَعْضٍ وَنَكْفُرُ بِبَعْضٍ وَيُرِيدُونَ أَن يَتَّخِذُوا بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ سَبِيلًا أُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْكَافِرُونَ حَقًّا وَاعْتَدْنَا لِلْكَافِرِينَ عَذَابًا مُهِينًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentions that verily, those who disbelieve in Allah and His messengers, and they want to separate between Allah and His messengers, and they say we believe in some of them, and we disbelieve in others, and they want to find or take a path like this between the two, they didn't disbelieve in all of the messengers, nor did they believe in all of the messengers, they want to take their own path following their desires, believing in some of them and disbelieving in others, what did Allah say about them? أُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْكَافِرُونَ حَقًّا. These are the true disbelievers. Those who disbelieved in Musa or Isa or Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or any of them before, then they are the true disbelievers. أُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْكَافِرُونَ حَقًّا. So those people today who disbelieve in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْكَافِرُونَ حَقًّا. They're the true disbelievers. Whoever disbelieves in one messenger, he's truly a disbeliever. According to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His book, وَاَعْتَدَنَا لِلْكَافِرِينَ عَذَابًا مُهِينًا. And verily, we have prepared for the disbelievers a humiliating punishment. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala he has mentioned. On the other hand, He says, تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى, after these verses, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَلَمْ يُفَرِّقُوا بَيْنَ أَحَدٍ مِّنْهُمْ أُولَئِكَ سَوْفَ يُؤْتِيهِمْ أُجُورَهُمْ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا. That as for, and those who believe in Allah and His messengers, and they do not separate between any one of the messengers, any disbelieving in some and believing in others, they do not do that. Whether they believe in all of them, then these are the ones that verily he will soon give them a great reward. And verily Allah, he is the most forgiving and merciful. He is the most forgiving and merciful. So therefore we believe in the messengers in general, that which has been mentioned in general, and that they are messengers of Allah Azza wa Jalla. They receive revelation and they receive guidance, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to them guidance and revelation from him subhanahu wa ta'ala. منهم من قصصنا عليك ومنهم من لم نقصص عليك ومنهم من لم نقصص عليك. From them we have mentioned to you their stories, and others from them we did not mention to you their stories. So therefore we believe in them in general like this, and we do not divide or separate between any of them. But likewise from the general belief in the messengers, that which has preceded, and as well that we believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has given virtue to some over others. We do not disbelieve in any of them, and we believe in all of them, and that they all are the best of creation. But from amongst them there are those who are more virtuous than others. From amongst them there are those who are more virtuous than others. So we do not distinguish between them, meaning that we believe in this one and disbelieve in that one, rather we believe in all of them. But as for from them, there are those who are higher and lofty in status and rank with Allah Azza wa Jalla, and those who are lesser than that. But all of them are the best of all creation. All of them are the best of the people. وَصَفْوَةُ الْبَشَرِ. But from them, there are those who have a higher rank and status with Allah Azza wa Jalla over others. And Allah, he says, تِلْكَ الرُّسُلُ فَضَّلْنَا بَعْضُهُمْ عَلَى بَعْضٍ. And Allah, he says that these are the messengers, and we have preferred some of them over others. We have preferred some of them over all others. They have all been preferred over mankind, but from amongst them, some of them have a greater virtue than others. وَلَقَدْ فَضَّلْنَا بَعْضَ النَّبِيِّينَ عَلَى بَعْضٍ. Allah, he says that verily we have preferred some of the prophets over others. Now, so this is the affair. And likewise, any from them that have been given preference are what is known, that those who are known as ulul azmi min rusul. Ulul azmi min rusul. Those of strong determination. And no doubt all of the prophets and messengers, they have this attribute and this characteristic of having strong determination. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has mentioned from them the best of them, and he has given them this title. Ulul Azmi min al-Rusul, and there are five of them. And that's Nuh, and Ibrahim, and Musa, and Isa, and Nabiyuna Muhammad, alayhimu salatu wa salam ajma'in. Alayhimu salatu wa salam ajma'in. And Allah, he mentioned, وَإِذْ أَخَذْنَا مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ مِثَاقَهُمْ وَمِنْكَ وَمِنْ نُوحٍ وَإِبْرَاهِيمَ وَمُوسَى وَعِيسَى بْنَ مَرْيَمَ وَأَخَذْنَا مِنْهُمْ مِثَاقًا غَلِيظًا. Allah, he mentioned about them all in one context, in more than one verse, in one context, mentioning all of them. وَإِذْ أَخَذْنَا مِثَاقَ النَّبِيِّينَ. Whenever we have taken the covenant and the contract of the prophets. وَإِذْ أَخَذْنَا مِنْ النَّبِيِّينَ مِثَاقَهُمْ. Whenever we have taken from the prophets their covenant. وَمِنْكَ, and from you, يعني Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. وَمِنْ نُوحٍ, and from Nuh. وَإِبْرَاهِيمَ, and Ibrahim. وَمُوسَى, وَعِيسَى بْنَ مَرْيَمَ, the five of them. وَخَذْنَا مِنْهُمْ مِثَاقًا غَلِيظًا. We have taken from them a stern covenant. We have taken from them the stern covenant. They're the best. They're the best. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he chooses from his angels, messengers, and also from mankind. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he creates whatever he wills. And he chooses and selects from his creation whomever he wills. And he gives some of his creation virtue over others. And there are times that are more virtuous than other times. And there are places that are more virtuous than other places. And likewise, there are people who are more virtuous than other peoples. Even from the angels, Allah has selected and chosen. And from them, there are those who are more virtuous than others. There are those who are more virtuous than others. Allah has chosen from the messengers these five. From these five, he has chosen two of them to be Khalil, for the khulla, which is the highest level of love. The highest level of love. Whenever the love of Allah is mixed inside of the heart, and it's the highest level of love to have khulla. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has taken Ibrahim Khalilan. Nam. وَاتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ إِبْرَاهِيمَ خَلِيلًا. also in the same verses, similar or near the verses that have been mentioned in Surah An-Nisa. Surah An-Nisa. نَامْ وَتَخَذَ اللَّهُ إِبْرَاهِيمَ خَلِيلًا. Allahu Akbar. Allah has taken Ibrahim as a Khalil. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, لَوْ كُنْتُ مُتَخِذًا أَحَدًا خَلِيلًا لَتَخَذْتُ أَبَا بَكْرًا خَلِيلًا لَكِنَّ اللَّهَ أَتَخَذَنِي خَلِيلًا. Or كَمَا قَالَ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If I was going to take, he said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if I was going to take somebody as a Khalil, I would take Abu Bakr as a Khalil. But Allah has taken me as a Khalil. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is Khalil al-Rahman. Just like Ibrahim alayhi salam, Khalil al-Rahman. And from those two, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has selected and chosen Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be the best, and to be the highest, and to be the most beloved to him, and to be the best of all creation. Wa sayyidu walidi Adam ajma'in, the best and the leader of all of mankind and all of the children of Adam, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And likewise, his ummah is the best ummah. And this is something for you, oh my brother and my sister, to pay attention to and to show thanks that you're from this ummah, the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What a great honor and nobility. لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ بَعَثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ يَتْرُو عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ وَإِنْ كَانُوا مِنْ قَبْلُ لَفِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. So these are the general summarization of these two pillars, these great pillars of al-Iman, the belief in the books of Allah Azza wa Jal, and the belief in the messengers of Allah Azza wa Jal. And inshallah we continue with the fifth pillar, الأصل والركن الخامس, الإيمان باليوم الآخر. هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.